China's allocated 200 million yuan, roughly 28 million U.S. dollars, to support the construction of transportation hubs in five cities to improve the China-Europe freight rail service. Initiated 9 years ago, the intercontinental network is now a major part of the Belt and Road Initiative. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic, it's maintained steady operation. And with more on this, Sui spoke to Professor Ivo Ganchev at Beijing Union University.
So first of all, why is this necessary to improve the China-Europe rail freight services?
Well, if it gets scaled up, rail freight should provide a transport service which is faster than sea freight and cheaper than air freight. So what the investment of 200 million renminbi will do is provide more opportunities for trade between China, the EU, and the Eurasian countries along the railway line between them. Now, in terms of China-EU relations, trade is essential because China is now the EU's second biggest trading partner, and the EU is China's biggest trading partner. So first, we know that the bilateral trade relationship is here to stay and hopefully develop further. And second, we know that this is a pillar of China-EU relations. This is a robust relationship, and rain or shine, Chinese and European companies are trading. And third, we know that in the long term, trade between the EU and China works best if it's well balanced. And a rail freight connection provides a direct link that could help keep a good balance if used appropriately. So in these times when many countries in the EU and the EU itself are concerned about the global COVID-19 pandemic and various other internal issues, it is important to provide added security and stability to international trade relationships, making sure that you maintain what you already have.
So how do you define the role of the rail network during the COVID-19 pandemic?
What we saw during the pandemic is a glimpse of the strategic importance of opening up a new third type of freight channel between China and the EU, in addition to air and sea freight. So during the pandemic, what happened was, first, we saw a drop in global air cargo capacity by around 35%. And this means that whatever goods were extremely urgent got shipped by air, and many others had to be shipped by sea. Now, this move alone would have slowed things down, but then it got further exacerbated by COVID-related regulations. So we saw many seaports imposing restrictions on vessels and crews, including prohibitions that stopped, for instance, crew changes in certain cases. And in this context, the China-Europe rail network turned out to be really valuable, especially when it comes to certain goods that could be, for instance, large quantities of medical gloves or other personal protective equipment. And this is because sometimes the delivery requests or parameters might not be always urgent enough to use sea freight. And you know at the same time that it would surely be slowed down significantly if you use sea freight. So that's when you have to use rail freight. And from an economics perspective, to develop further the rail network, we always needed to see two things. First, we needed some sort of a move to propel the use of rail freight by market forces. And second, we needed to see an increase in the volume of trade. As the more goods are shipped, the cheaper the transport price per unit becomes because of economies of scale. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, what we saw was signs of both of these things. So I suspect that witnessing this potential for deepening rail freight demand, or rather even need to use the rail network more actively, was a part of the motivation behind China's new investment.
That was Ivo Ganchev at Beijing Union University commenting on the upgrading of China-Europe freight rail services during the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to the Beijing Hour. It's 24 minutes past the hour.